Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Mother's Day is Sunday, and guys, if you've forgotten about that or if you haven't done anything yet, I don't think I can help you. Maybe Marianne can. There are a lot of things you can do without a lot of advance planning or gift buying, correct?
That's right, Bob. The key is, you know, to honor your mom and the mother of your children. Do you remember when we first started dating? We tell this story every year, and my kids were young. And at the end of the day, I asked you, hey, did you just forget that it was Mother's Day? Because there was not even like a mention of it. You had not honored me yet. And your response was?
You're not my mother. That was a long time ago, and I was new to having an instant family. I didn't know how it worked, and I guess I must not have been very good at being in a relationship, but I've come a long way, haven't I?
You sure have. You really do go out of your way. I think you're still making up for that. You always make Mother's Day special for me, but it doesn't always have to be about buying a gift. For people who don't want to buy a gift or who can't afford to buy a gift or who have other things in mind. Mm-hmm. You know, just because I make a secret, I make no secret of telling you exactly what I want. There are a bunch of other things that you can do to please the mother in your life. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing some research on this, so I have some ideas.
Okay. I will write these down. Let's go. Let's hear them.
You don't have to write them down, okay? I mean, you do a lot of this anyway. Okay, well, the main thing that moms want, obviously, these are common sense, but this is just a reminder so that you don't feel so bad if you don't have a gift already. The main thing that moms want is, quality time. It's about spending meaningful time with your family on Mother's Day or planning an outing, doing an activity that she loves, even as simple as going for a walk or a picnic or watching a movie. And the key is to focus on her and make her feel loved and appreciated. Do you remember the year? I will never forget the year that I was really into that show Lost. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Lost?
Yeah, well, I didn't watch, but I know you and the kids were into it.
Right. And what the kids gave me that I thought was the best gift ever was they watched episodes of Lost and explained things to me because it is very confusing. And they watched for hours. I mean, we had a marathon. I think we started like midday and we went through the night. And that was all we did was watch one episode after the other of Lost. Because I got into the show. It was so great. And that was, I'll never forget that. That was great.
And it didn't cost a thing.
Did not. Okay, the next one is personalized gestures. Like moms love heartfelt efforts that show thoughtfulness, like a handmade card, a heartfelt letter. I love it when my kids write me a letter. I just, that's the best thing that they could actually give me. Or a photo album or a scrapbook. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing is pampering and relaxation. Moms, you know, jobs are so demanding. It's just so demanding to be a mom. So treating her to a day of pampering is such a great gift. You know, book a day at a spa or massage or facial.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is helping her with daily tasks like chores, cooking, childcare, give her leisure time.
Want me to cook dinner for you on Sunday?
Nope.
What's the matter? Not up for some fried salami?
Nope.
All right.
And then the last one is just a meaningful gift, not just anything, but keeping her interest in mind. If you are going to buy a gift, don't just go out there and ask the salesperson like you have famously done. What should I get my wife? You know, think about her, a favorite book or a piece of jewelry with personal significance, anything that aligns with her passions and her interests.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, above all, the best thing you can do is just express your love, gratitude, and appreciation for your mom.
You know what? You've given me an idea. Yes. When you talked about personalized gestures, like a heartfelt letter, this year, instead of just signing the Mother's Day card, love, Bob, I'll actually write something. I'll give you maybe a sentence this year.
I know. That is so funny to me. You never forget to buy a card for anybody.
That's right.
Never.
I'm good at that.
No matter what the occasion is, you buy a card, and then you sign Love, Bob.
Well, I'm exhausted from remembering to buy the card and, you know, leave it for you or one of the kids. Anyway, what's the recipe on Savvy Planet right now?
Okay, the recipe on Savvy Planet. Okay, I think this Cuban-style avocado pineapple salad was invented by my great-aunt Mimima. It was her favorite. And if you know me, you know that I experiment with mangoes anytime I can. They're about to come into season right now. And but even mangoes are only a close second to a pineapple salad. Like, don't even substitute your favorite fruit for this. Make it exactly as I put it on the recipe. It is so good. It's a combination of sweet and savory. It's healthy and delicious. And after you make this salad, you're going to just make it for all your friends. You're going to entertain and use this salad because it's that memorable. It's so good.
I'll vouch for that. You can find that recipe and many others if you go to SavvyPlanet.com. S-A-V-V-Y. You put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. And you can subscribe and get free recipes all the time. And also, you can share your own Savvy tip. Go to hello@SavvyPlanet.com and share your own Savvy tip. Hello@SavvyPlanet.com.
Yes, you can reach me that way. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff on the website. Everything we talk about is on that website. And much more. There's just a ton of stuff, so take a look.
Well, I got to go. I got to get busy here preparing for Mother's Day.
Okay. I'm surprised you're not ready already.
Well, maybe I am. Maybe I'm just fooling around here. See you soon. Okay. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye, Mom.
To you. Thanks. And all the moms and wives and the people we remember in our past. Mom?